We want to right now just get right to a phone call and see if we can help Tracy in North Carolina. Tracy, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're with us here on Today's Homeowner.
Thank you.
Tell us about this. I'm so sorry that you had some trouble after Hurricane Florence. I know you're in North Carolina, and what kind of challenges did it present to you?
Well, first of all, we're going to get hit again. So a similar situation with me, because the water was coming down so fast, and I have a crawl space that's kind of bi-level. Half is underground, and the other part is above ground.
Right.
And with the water coming in on all areas, and just being drenched, and I didn't have gutters, the water flooded under my house totally.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And within that, I had to get insulation replaced. My back crawl space door is warped and is kind of just deteriorating, and just trying to figure out which way to go to get this complete and get it more stable.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when you're talking, of course, you're talking about an extreme situation, but whether it's an extreme situation like a hurricane or something that takes place with just unusually heavy rains or one of those storm systems that kind of sit around a little while and contribute way too much water to your particular neck of the woods, it still goes back to the same thing, is diverting as much water as you can away from your house. Now, that doesn't mean you have to build big, big dirt berms around the house, but you need to really know where that water's coming from, whether it's coming from one neighbor or just because of the way your house is structured and built on the lot, that it just gathers that water. And that's the first line of defense, is to try. And a lot of times, Tracy, it's nothing more than building up a little dirt around your house to make sure that the water is sloping from the house away from it. Even, you know, when you look at a 6-foot area around your home, if you have a 6-inch rise on a 6-foot space, that when that water gets to that point, it's going to find another path of to flow around. A lot of times that's really all that's needed to keep that water from getting under the house, even in extreme conditions. So that's one of the things on the next rain that you have, is maybe if you're not sure how that water is getting under your crawl space, is to take a walk around the outside, grab that big umbrella that you have, and walk around and really watch that water,
right,
how it goes under there, and that can give you a good indication of how you're able to divert it. Now, you mentioned the gutters and the downspouts. I'm not a giant fan of gutters and downspouts unless you absolutely need them. I don't think every home in America needs gutters and downspouts, but if it's going to divert that water from your roofline out and safely move it away from your house, it's a pretty important component in your home. So that's also something you might consider in some or all of the areas around your home.
Okay. All right. And also the changing of the crawl space door, is it better to get the one where it has the kind of like the burrow around it, and then the door is combined with it, so that, because when the water comes down, the crawl space kind of come further out past the roof, so when the water comes down off the side of the house, it's hitting right inside of the crawl space.
Well, see, that's a great point. And when you're talking about that little well, if you will, you know, from being able to curtail that water, yeah, absolutely, that's a great idea to be able to do that. Then again, if you're talking about the roof water, your guttering or diverter metal in certain area to divert that flow of water away from that crucial area may be just what you need. Just a little bit of tweaking like that. And I know it sounds crazy to grab your umbrella and walk around the outside of your house when it's raining, but it can tell you so much about where that water is flowing, where it may be damming up. We hear a lot of people talking about doing a little bit of landscaping, and suddenly the water is damming up where they didn't have problems before, but now they have that monkey grass or they have that border and it's starting to cause a problem. It could be the same case, same situation in your case. But let's just don't walk around with that umbrella if lightning is striking. Let's just don't do that.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, then.
Well, good. I hope we've been able to point you with just a few things to consider, and certainly we're here if we can help you any other way. But, again, so sorry to hear about the situation that you've had there with Hurricane Florence, and we certainly have been thinking about all the people that have been affected by Hurricane Michael, which has really been a significant storm, but hopefully be able to help you with this problem down the road, and hope we don't have any more of those incidents in the years ahead.
Yes, sir, and thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks very much, Tracy.